Milk Bottle Audio presents The Museum of Tat
and Kitsch,
devised by Robert Crichton, with Michael Foles. Hello and welcome back to the Museum of Tat. I'm Professor Geoffrey Collins, curator of the Museum of Tat.
And Kitsch.
And this is Colin Jeffries, former Professor of Tat at Sheffield University, currently part-time instructor in Tat at Anglia Ruskin.
Hello.
Now, as the museum is undergoing exciting new changes...
It's going into smaller premises.
With new storage facilities.
So we're moving most of it into your garage.
Yeah, we're raising funds, thanks to our new partners.
Well, you can call them that.
So we're proud to announce that this episode of the Museum of Tat...
And Kitsch.
...is in partnership...
Sponsored...
...by betyourlifeaway.co.na. Any stakes betting for the gambler in your midst. Terms and conditions apply.
Legs broken as standard. Property, income and internal organs may be repossessed at lawyer's discretion.
Also, to help raise funds to keep the collection together, we're selling off the choice items featured in this series. So if you're interested in owning a piece of your very own tat, then go to the blog now and see how you can bid for tonight's item on eBay. And this is... This is for our... Our tat or fortune, this is our big, big hitter, ooh. I have to say. Because if we look at the label on the front, you'll see I also purchased this from a charity shop. And it is possibly the best example I've ever seen. And I spent a whole £1.50.
Whew.
I've never felt so ashamed when handing over coin to a shop assistant because the filthy look that I got when purchasing this... What goes through someone's mind? Tell them what it is.
Well...
Tell them what it is.
It is...
Tell them what it is.
It is a...
Come on, Colin. Tell us what it is.
It's a picture frame, or many picture frames within one picture frame of images of children, which I assume you don't know.
I do not know the pictures, and this is something we're going to investigate in a moment. Now, it's not unreasonable when you're selling a picture frame... You know, one of these display frames that you put in sort of generic pictures of children and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, in a moment, we're going to find out if these are generic pictures of children or whether I have actually just purchased somebody's ex picture frame that they have actually replaced the pictures of children in. I suspect this is just for display purposes and therefore not actually technically an element of the tat.
Yes, yes.
You know, it doesn't actually matter. What makes this tat? What do you think makes this tat?
What makes this wooden picture frame tat? Well,
I think there's a clue there with the first word you use there. What makes this wooden picture frame tat?
Yes, the wooden plastic.
Oh, let's not even go to the back yet.
Let's
the front. He's getting ahead of himself.
The shiny wood effect plastic.
The wood effect plastic. Yes.
Oh, it's such a joy, and the. And the gold, the plastic raised gold leafing.
Yes,
as well.
It's been embossed with decoration, which has been crudely brushed over to give a sort of gold effect. But actually, to be fair, to the wood veneer, there is some detailing there. If you look at actually the wooden sections,
yes,
it has a sort of patina to it. There are sort of to give the impression of grain.
Yes.
Now, is that painted on?
It looks like it is painted on. Yes, they painted on with a.
I don't want to damage it, obviously, but there's a little trick that you can do. Is just very very gently, just in an area that no one can see. Is just gently, just. Give it a bit of a scratch to see.
Well, when you say no one will see.
Yeah. It's fine. And just see if yes, it is coming away. It's definitely coming away. So yes, it's been lightly sort of painted over with a darker brown, and then the embossed areas have been covered in a rather cheapy gold colour. I mean, how far away do you think you'd need to be to actually be even vaguely for a second fooled that this is wood?
Well, I mean, Okay. Yes,
it's
yes.
Not a very big. We actually record this in the store cupboard.
Yeah.
So I'm what, say about 6 foot away from you now. Do you think you could be fooled that that's wood?
It's a little bit shiny. It'd have to be well lacquered wood.
A casual observer in any normal shaped house, you know, walking by at something on the wall, would not. for a second be confused that this is anyway particularly convincing. Now let's get to the bit you were so excited about earlier. Let's turn it round. Turn it round. Now.
Wow.
Now, to be fair, you did say the word wood earlier.
I did.
You did. Now, the backing of this, as is traditional, is you've got a backing piece of wood, which is held in place. Could you describe what... It's not wood, but it is a wood-based product,
Is it some kind of fibre board.
It's been with wood chippings pressed together. Now, it's held on the back by little plastic clips with metal screws.
Oh yeah, no, that's spent.
But that's acceptable. Yep, I think we can live with that. But the actual, do you think that this wood has actually been cut, or do you think someone's sort of taken a? Looks like it's just been sort of hacked with a.
It does, or chewed even.
Yeah, it's so rough, the finish around the edges. I mean, it's so amateurishly done that it just looks like someone's got a Swiss Army knife and sort of vaguely hacked along it with a ruler, and then. The final insult is the little bracing at the back to make the picture stand up.
Yeah.
It's little tie-like strut, which is even cruder. I mean, that does... You were joking earlier, weren't you, Colin, about chewing it? But it does actually look like someone's actually just chewed it off.
Yeah. Maybe this was produced in some Far Eastern developing country, and that's how all they had. They had their teeth to chew it down, probably got through... 10,000 a day.
Yeah, and then there's a sort of pathetic little hinge, which is so insubstantial, I'm amazed that actually I haven't broken it.
Yep, I just had a little nibble myself. I don't think I'd fancy doing that for too long.
No, okay, so now let's go to the final stage, which is we're going to turn the little corner struts out.
Like sign number two.
I know, there we are. That's number three, which is really badly moulded, that one. They haven't even bothered getting the moulding marks off. But we'll forgive that because it's... you know, and
the last one.
Last one. She's not really not coming really off, but hopefully the others won't.
You probably won't need it. So if I
there we go. My hands there and we you go. Can... Oh, now. Oh, but this is bringing up really. Oh, yeah. We've just been showered with sort of wood chipping. Yeah, the interior side of this is sort of black. Looks like it's been in a fire. It's so rough and cheap. God, yes, that's truly awful. And it's flaking and just leaving a trail of fibres.
And yet
fibers.
I prefer it to the other side.
Yes, and here we are. We have the picture, which is, yes, it's just a generic printout of some children.
Oh, yes, so they haven't just...
So that's not... We haven't accidentally bought the dearest photos of someone's loved ones, which is nice.
That's nice.
Though a little detail that I quite like here is the aspect ratio on at least one of the pictures is really out. That's quite squeezed.
Yes.
They've been obviously... And that was the thing I hadn't realised. Now, normally with a picture, what do you have between the frame and you normally have...
You would have a sheet of glass.
A sheet of glass.
Yes.
And this, I mean...
You'd expect it to be plastic.
Does anyone remember an overhead projector?
Oh, yes.
The kind of acetate that would be used for an overhead projector.
Our old ones in my... what's my office?
No, that's skip. Anyway, so this is basically acetate. Held on with sellotape. It is so unbelievably cheap. And, I mean, I paid £1.50 for this.
Lest you forget, listeners.
Second hand.
Well,
who priced it? I mean, seriously, as an act of charity, this... I should ask for a rebate.
Well, I mean...
I really should. Those dogs don't need a home.
You could say, just put who priced up. It? But then they might say, who paid for it?
Well, I hate to point out, it is my job. It has come out of... Why is it? It's come out of the general coffers, you know. You refinanced your house for this.
Yes.
We would like to say that this is our prize exhibit for the Tattoo Fortune.
And it could be yours,
listener. It could be yours. And by God, it makes a fine addition to anyone's collection.
Indeed.
It is so monumentally terrible that it is a work of genius.
You can put your own photos in, so that's one...
You can actually put your own artwork within.
Oh, yes, not just photos.
Or just perhaps text saying how much you hate the person you're giving this to. So So, ladies and gentlemen, there we have the most appalling picture frame I think I have ever, ever had the misfortune to pay £1.50 for.
Indeed.
Tell them what it is.
It is.
Tell them what it is.
It is.
Tell them what it is.
It is.
Tell them what it is.